On Friday, the Wilkinsburg High School class of 2016 graduates, and the doors of the 106-year-old building will permanently close to public school students. 200 middle and high school students will transfer to the Pittsburgh Public School District in the fall to attend Westinghouse Academy in Homewood. 90.5 WESA's Sarah Schneider has more on the final days of a community institution.
Dozens of community members gathered last week outside of the high school surrounding a makeshift stage. Students' names were called and couples strutted the runway in suits and full dresses, posing for photos. Prom lineup at Wilkinsburg is a pretty exciting atmosphere, with a different song and cheers for each couple. Being there, you'd never know the school was going to close in 1 week. Roxanne Robinson graduated from Wilkinsburg High School in the 70s. All three of her children are also alumni, and now her oldest granddaughter, Shade, is graduating.
She's excited about being the last class of Wilkinsburg. They went all out.
Shade wore a sequined yellow dress and posed for pictures with her date in a shiny white SUV. Her feet hurt, but she danced and complained about how many photos her family took. Later that night, she was crowned prom queen of Wilkinsburg High School. Her grandma Roxanne says the experience has been bittersweet.
You know, I really hate it, you know, because it's a lot of memories here. You know, it was a great school, great teachers, fantastic community, and you just hate to see it. But under the circumstances, they have to do what's best.
The school board decided in September to close the school at the end of the year because of declining enrollment and consistently poor performance on state exams. Roxanne says the school helped shape the identity of the community. It brought people together.
Wilkinsburg has always been a great community, and I still think it is.
What makes it great? What do you like?
The people. Everyone works together, look out for each other, the functions like this, you know, and it's always about the kids.
There are some concerns about what will happen to the building. It was constructed in 1910, it's structurally sound, and alumni like Roxanne say they want it preserved. The district does plan to put $10 million into renovating its two elementary schools, but there aren't yet plans for the future of the high school. But right now, parents are worried that the school their children are going to isn't much better than the one they're leaving. Wilkinsburg is a suburb of Pittsburgh. The median income is near the poverty line, and the crime rate is much higher than the surrounding suburbs. Football coach Mike Fulmore says many of the students deal with tragedy on a regular basis. In March, five people and an unborn child were gunned down at a backyard cookout a mile from the school. A few students were related to a victim.
They were back in school 2 days later. We had another family whose brother got shot down. He was a little older, but he got shot, and they found him at 9 o'clock in the morning, and by 12 o'clock, both of his younger siblings were in school that day. So these kids definitely feel like this is a safe place, especially in the environment that surrounds this building.
Wilkinsburg has consistently been a poor performing school, but Westinghouse is the lowest performing school in the Pittsburgh Public School District. But Fulmore says Westinghouse, with its larger student population and larger budget, might be able to offer more opportunities to the students. There are more athletic teams, advanced placement courses, and scholarships like the Pittsburgh Promise. But students are still nervous. Latoya Hamm is a transition counselor for the merger. She says students, especially those in middle school, are leaving the only school many of them have known.
Coming to a new school and making new friends and different social groups and meeting new teachers.
Hamm works for Pittsburgh Public Schools, but has spent every day for the last 2 months in Wilkinsburg talking to students about the move. At a joint field trip in North Park last month, she worked with kids on building social connections. When the school year starts, she says students will have to meet a lot of people at once. Shakira Fields is an eighth grader at Wilkinsburg. And pointing to her friends at the field day, she says she expects they're going to stick together.
Because this is what all we need is each other.
Yeah.
Because like we've been with each other ever since we was like little. And we've been through so much together. And yeah.
Coach Fulmore says at first the students might feel displaced.
And I think it'll be easier for the younger kids than the older kids. But you know, I think for some of them, they're gonna almost be like refugees. You know, they're gonna be in a foreign land with not friendly faces, and you know, it's gonna take them a while.
On the second to last day of school, students were gone, and teachers finished grades and packed up their classrooms. Interim Principal Sean Johnston announced over the intercom that packing boxes had arrived and could be picked up at the office. Johnston has only been at the school for a few months. She came in when administrators and teachers began to leave for new jobs. She says it's now up to Wilkinsburg to continue to support the students when they leave for Homewood.
I can see that happening. I can see if the community leaders would continue to reinforce and talk and provide as much community events to make sure those things happen.
Wilkinsburg High School's final graduation is set for 7 p.m. tonight in the auditorium. I'm Sarah Schneider, 90.5 WESA News.